In Ireland, nothing gets us talking like lions.
Tea?
Small talk.
Well, Jimmy, shocking weather we're having.
Big talk.
Even I could have played county. Office talk.
I'm MIA in the AM, but I'll circle back on the KPIs.
Real talk.
Milk before tea? Should be a criminal offence.
You could say we talk too much.
But the truth is,
we don't talk nearly enough. Lions puts the talk into tea.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Is it better to get no present than a bad one? Are vouchers thoughtless? Is Chris Kendall tyrannical? There's no pressure like the one exerted by the season of goodwill. People have been speaking to Henry Keane through gritted teeth. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon.
What's
it
like
right out
there? Are people feeling there already?
It's hell. It's raining. This is in the capital. Just a light, misty rain. There's traffic everywhere. My understanding is the Green Line is still down. And people are in a hurry. They're bothered. And they've only got 2 weeks to go. And they're panicking. And they're out buying stuff we don't need, we don't want. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
And this is what we're talking about. We're talking about Chris Kendall and buying stuff at this time of the year. I did get €100 worth of Chris Kendall. And it was rubbish. And there was no gift receipt. I sound so selfish and so
I know, but even so, no, but it is. You should give it. There should be a gift receipt.
Yeah, there should be. And it was a Leinster shirt as opposed to a jersey. It was like a sort of polo shirt and it was stripy. And I just didn't like it, even though I do support rugby and I support all the provinces, just all of them.
Yeah.
Just to be completely unfair. And I think I got some sort of Only Fools and Horses, which I love, Only Fools and Horses, but some plasticky thing that I just didn't need.
Okay.
You know, one of
I'm glad you said Only Fools and Horses. I thought you said I was given an OnlyFans account. That would have been a completely more interesting present.
That would have been really interesting.
Yeah,
that
it would have been. Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been. Yeah. It would have been thoughtful.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been different. So we are asking people what's the worst gift they've ever received. And we visited Omni Park Shopping Centre and we met the Holy Child Boys National School at Lark Hill. And they were raising money for Laura Lynn and they were also singing Christmas carols. And we met at a loud fountain.
Personally, the worst Christmas present I ever got was socks.
Socks?
Yeah, they were quite nice. It was something to enjoy. And sometimes my parents give me money to buy presents for other people.
A baby shark book.
You got a baby shark book? That was the worst gift you ever got?
Yeah.
Who gave you that?
One of my aunties.
And you didn't like it?
No.
A lot of my presents have been good, but when I was little, I wanted an electric train set, but instead I got a normal one and I was sad.
Yeah, so I give gifts to my brother and sister. Usually all my gifts are really good that I get. But the worst thing I ever got, I don't know if it was a prank or real, but my mum and dad gave me a banana.
A banana? Did they wrap it?
Yes.
And were you sad?
Not really.
Did you eat it?
Yes.
I'm a gift giver, and the worst Christmas present that I've ever gotten was a pair of socks with a hole in them.
Hole in them?
Yeah.
No way. And for you, what was the worst gift?
The worst gift I ever got was a pen.
The worst Christmas gift that I got was a pair of odd socks.
Odd socks. And do you give gifts? And let's say someone forgets your gift, you don't get a gift and they just totally forget. Is that offensive? Do you get annoyed?
Yeah, I get annoyed, yeah.
And you do remember? You remember when they forget?
Oh, yeah.
I don't, maybe, because maybe they're kind of going, like, in a small trouble or something. But they do make almost every Christmas special for me.
And for you, what's your worst ever gift?
I got garlic once.
Garlic? Somebody gave you garlic?
Yeah, it wasn't my best year, but I tried.
Not my best year, but I tried. One texter says, as a child, I was given a dustpan and brush.
Wow.
Doesn't say if this is a boy or a girl. You could say, argue that, you know, it's setting a good example for, but if it's like, you know, if you, if someone gives, a man gives his wife a set of, you know,
Kenwood Mixer.
Yeah,
I did that to my wife.
That
once.
Kind of thing. That's not good. I got a naggin of whiskey in the work, Chris Kendall. I don't drink. Oh, God. The Kenwood Mixer is a bad idea then?
Can't buy a lady a domestic appliance.
Under no circumstances.
And you can't buy anyone a knife or knives either because it's bad luck. You just have to sneak them into the house. okay. as a gift. And
you mean, you mean as in cooking knives, yes. rather than here's an offensive weapon that you want?
I don't mean a weapon. I mean like cooking knives.
Yeah. No, I have bought knives, but I was told to buy the knives.
Okay.
Because, you know, she wanted good knives. So yes. they were like these, you know, Japanese knives that ninjas use.
But they can bring bad luck. If they're a gift. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, they went into a drawer. I haven't seen them since because they're the good knives. It's for some special cutting occasion, which we haven't had yet.
You've got to keep using
them. We're still looking the half blunt knives on.
No, use the sharp ones. Couldn't get blunt.
No. My boyfriend gave me a voucher and a scarf for our first Christmas together, and I had bought him concert tickets. We nearly broke up over it.
Oh, people get so offended if you buy them the wrong thing.
What's it like? A scarf and voucher isn't that bad. I would have thought.
Well,
no?
It's not the worst, but do try and care. An issue that I always find is cash. I used to sometimes give cash, still give cash, or a voucher. And this was before, you know, credit cards and playing on your phone. And I went to the pub with the cash for the then girlfriend. And I spent some of it, so she got less. And that went down badly.
She got some change.
There was change. There was, yeah. So I learned the hard way.
Oh, yeah.
You've got to make
an
effort.
That's the hard way. No, but but some people do like a Chris Kendall. Do they?
They do. And I bumped into Mark Behan, who has 10 siblings. And obviously, we've got to go, 10 siblings, like Tommy Bo.
Do you do Chris Kendall in your home?
Yeah, we do. We do between the siblings. There's 10 of us, so it's much easier.
There's 10. Yeah. So you've got 9 brothers and sisters?
Yes, I do.
And so where are you in that lot?
I'm third from the end.
And how does it feel to be in such a big family at Christmas?
It used to be great when we were all together in the house. Now that we're separated, we only get together kind of Stephen's Day, so it's kind of different. Now we've all got kids, so there's, 32 nephews and nieces.
Wow, how do you all fit in the house?
We have 2 houses. My sister and my mum has a house together, so it's next door to one another, so it's kind of easy.
So you just open up the whole thing?
Open up everything, yeah. So it's nice, though. So the ones that don't have any partners, at least they get a present off one of us, so it's nice for that.
And in general, do we go overboard when it comes to presents? Do we go too big or go home? And people still get out loans or they spend their credit card to get the biggest gifts going?
Yeah, you do. It used to be worse because we used to buy for individually once. So you could have been spending like $2,000.
Wow. Of course, because there's 10 of you all in. So now it's Chris Kendall. And what's the limit? How much do you spend?
€100.
And do you actually spend the €100? Or do you go to a sale and get something that was €100, but you got it for 50?
No, you'd always end up going 120, 130.
So you would spend it?
Yeah. So you'd spend a bit more because you'll see something, they'll put down something on their list. And then you go, oh, there's something to go with it, you know.
And out of the 10 of you, I'm sure there's a mean one that doesn't buy a gift. Does that happen?
No, they all buy a gift.
They do.
They mightn't buy what you wanted or what you've asked for, and they'll buy something that's convenient to them.
Ah.
So it's
so that's frustrating.
Yeah. You have to go and change it then, so, but it's not bad.
And yourself, are you into Christmas? Do you love Christmas?
I love Christmas.
Why?
I have 2 young kids, and, you know, all my nephews and nieces has always been there on Christmas morning when they come down for the presents, so I love it.
And is a late present better than nothing? I know one year back in 2010, there was that snowstorm and I was heading over to the UK and I didn't get a chance to do any Christmas shopping because I spent, you know, 72 hours trying to get to the UK and they had to wait until Stephen's Day to get their gift, until the shops reopened. They did reopen in the UK. You know, is a gift late better than nothing?
I think it is. I think it's just nice to get something off somebody, even if it's something small. It's just nice. It's the fact that the person's thinking of you. You know, it might be even a card or a little voucher or whatever, but the person knows that you're thinking of them.
Yeah, okay. As long as they're thinking the right things. I bought my then-girlfriend an electric blanket for Christmas. We're married now. She must have been stuck.
It's a lovely gift.
Yeah. Well, technically not a... Well, it worked in that case. Well, technically not a bad Christmas present. When I was a kid, I wanted a certain Lego set. I got it, but it was fully assembled.
Wow.
That's kind of spectacularly missing the point there. I got Bill Cullen's book A Long Way from Penny Apples. In fairness, they didn't like me. Fair enough. Then the message was implicit there. My then girlfriend, now wife, got me petrol vouchers.
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Oh, do you? Yeah, well, I suppose
it's a bit like cash.
Yeah,
you know?
If they were driving a lot, then I suppose that's of some use.
I would love that. I would love McDonald's vouchers, any type of voucher. Petrol, electrical.
If you get combo petrol McDonald's vouchers, that'd
be amazing.
Good. You know, a full tank and a Big Mac meal.
I think vouchers are fantastic, but remember to use them. Remember, you know, they do eventually go out.
Absolutely, yeah. So, are there differences in the generations? Older people, do they buy different sorts of presents?
You know, especially with old Irish families, sometimes there's a lot of grandkids and there's a lot of present buying. So, yeah, Chris Kindle could really work. And we got to meet a granny. We met Margaret Brunkett. And we asked her about the whole Chris Kindle, does it work?
I have four kids, you know, various families. And when the first year they did it with the children, they all got one present and they were all looking at each other. Why didn't you buy me a present? Why didn't you?
And they didn't really get it or like it.
They didn't get the idea at all. No, they gave it up. They said,
so
you know,
because
everyone doesn't get a present from granny, say.
I see. So they all want a present from granny.
And they're disappointed because granny bought them nothing. So that's it.
And they felt a little bit left out.
Yeah,
and
bigger
you,
ones are fine. And
bigger ones.
We all think we should do that because it's too expensive for us all to be buying.
Yes, it is.
Because it's a lot of us.
It's a lot of. How many are there in the family?
Well, I have four, say, children. And then that multiplies by four for their partners. And then they all have children, I think. We end up about 20 presents, you know, that's a lot of money, you know.
That is 20 presents, that's a huge amount. So you do a little bit of Chris Kindle then, just a bit.
So
not everyone gets
it. We haven't done it after that episode.
So you're still buying 20 gifts, and they want big gifts. You must be spending a fortune.
You'd be talking 40s, maybe for each one.
40 for each gift.
And if they didn't want the present and they wanted the money, you're still talking this.
The 40, they might want the cash or a gift voucher or something.
You're looking at hundreds of pounds.
So it's a lot to be a grandmother.
A lot of money. Yeah.
And do you get screwed on that, the fact that you have a birthday so close to Christmas?
No, not because I'm their mother. I'm their mother.
So you've got to.
Yeah.
So they have to get you a gift.
Yeah. They want to get me a gift. I don't really need anything, you know.
You don't need anything. Having a birthday so close to Christmas, obviously there's nothing you can do about it. You're used to it. Do you feel like you lose out? Do people forget it's your birthday?
No. There's 10 in my family, 5 brothers and 4 sisters, right? A couple of them are gone now, but most of us are born in December.
We did a Secret Santa years ago, and one of the lads was given a goldfish. A hilarious idea, until we realised the goldfish had to come to the pub with us, and if I remember correctly, was checked into the cloakroom in Coppers later that night. Well, it's the only goldfish that's probably ever been in Coppers. That's a distinction. Probably, did it survive the night?
Did it have a good time?
I got given a half-drunk bottle of gin, and we have never done a Chris Kindle since. I was disgusted, as I'd put a lot of money and effort into the gift I gave, only to receive that. And someone else says, I'm still waiting on a Secret Santa present from 10 years ago. Some people are so stingy. You probably get past the point where, you know, if it's a few weeks and you give them the present, but like...
But you always remember that person that didn't buy you a gift.
Oh, yeah,
I hold it close to my heart.
Yeah, in 1983, I met a girl in November for our first Christmas as part of our gifts. We each bought the other Foster and Allen's latest album on cassette. The album was called I Will Love You All My Life. We're 40 years married next September.
Isn't that beautiful?
Married and 2 copies of Foster and Allen in the house still, probably.
And on that, Foster and Allen achieved so much success in Ireland. One of the most successful artists in the country ever. You know.
Really?
Huge.
Yeah.
Massive sales. And they did very well in the UK in the charts as well back in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah. I got my husband a stocking filler of an airline voucher. It's a signed permission slip to go away without me and the kids. Best present ever. That's an excellent present. I love that present. Do you, like, are you, because you know the way you get to a point where people just say what they want. The people you know are going to get you a present. So do you, like, know what you're getting kind of thing?
I know in advance that I'm going to get underpants and I'm going to get socks.
Yeah.
And then I'll get one other gift that I don't need or want. And that's fine. I tell my friends and my family, please don't buy me gifts. I don't need them. I don't want them.
Yeah.
And if you must, I will accept a Marks and Spencer's voucher.
Yeah. That's the thing.
Because you should
just say, give me a voucher
that.
For something. Yeah. Absolutely.
Because, I mean, it's just, there's so much waste at this time of the year. There's absolutely so much waste. So here are stories, and there's a Jack Russell barking in this clip.
Are you offended if someone doesn't buy you a gift?
Not really. It's all about being nice to have our Christmas.
So you're not too bothered.
No.
I know, for example, lots of people won't give me a gift.
Yeah.
I know the people that will, and I know the people that won't, and I just accept it.
Yeah.
And I'm not offended.
Not
somebody
offended.
Just texted me then and said I want €100 for Christmas. Yeah. So I texted them back and said I want €100 too.
No, that's not right. It's not about love over Christmas. No, it's about giving, not about giving. About love and peace.
Love and peace.
Yeah.
Do you have Secret Santa or Chris Kindle in your house?
No. Of dirty jocks and dirty socks and dog food for me pet.
Christmas is about Jesus Christ's birth, and it's about, you know, it's not about what we get or what we receive. It's about, you know, making people happy and getting them something that, you know, they would enjoy.
How does the Secret Santa, the Chris Kindle, work in your house?
Great, it does.
So how much do you spend?
€100.
So €100 each, and that way...
That's just...
One person one buys present. One gift for
yes.
someone else.
Yes, that only costs 100.
And how many in the family?
A nice gift. Four.
So you save €300 straight
yes.
off.
Yeah.
And does everyone do it properly? Do they spend €100? Do they buy
no,
they rubbish? Can... Do they buy something decent?
No. Decent. Oak slippers are the favourite.
Are you happy with what
yes.
they buy?
Yes.
Do you ever feel shortchanged?
No.
No. What makes Christmas special for you? Is it family? Is it being beside the fire?
Well, family. It's a sad time for me because I lost two daughters at Christmas.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, so. But I make the best for my son and my daughter.
And how long have they been gone?
My first daughter went 14 years ago and the second's gone 3 years.
So they're in your thoughts for the day?
Yeah, all day.
And it's hard.
Well, every day. Just not, every day. Not just at Christmas. Every day.
Tell me about your daughters.
Oh, they were the most loving. They had the biggest heart ever. And just life wasn't good to them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I won't say any more.
Ah, God, that's sad. But yeah, you hear those stories a lot. You hear about, you know, there's yes. tragedies.
Oh, a lot. A
deaths
lot of...
at Christmas. Then even if there isn't that, there's all the stress and...
Oh, there's a lot
And getting rubbish that you don't want and buying rubbish that nobody wants. And all my family fell out with each other. So Christmas is very inexpensive now for me. Everything has its upside. See, there's another example. Why do people even like Christmas, Henry?
Well,
are
there's
they just
a sadness.
Deluding themselves?
There is a sadness to Christmas. There's so much pressure, like that lady there who's lost her daughters. And then the ladies everywhere have to do all the work still. They're still doing the cooking and the cleaning. And it just puts pressure on people who are struggling financially. And you have to ask yourself, what makes Christmas special? And one for all, the gift card company.
A totally uninterested observer in this.
And by the way, they're not sponsoring this item. They say people love Christmas because of cooking and eating dinner, opening presents together, catching up with loved ones, laughter around the table, and post-dinner naps. And I do love a post-dinner nap. And
yeah.
I just want to bring in the boys again from Holy Child in Lark Hill.
Well, for me, what makes Christmas special is all your family coming together and you're basically just about family, you know.
What makes Christmas special is spending time and supporting Jesus.
And you'll be doing that. You'll be celebrating the birth of baby Jesus.
Yeah.
And what about yourself?
I think celebrating Christmas is like important because like celebrating Jesus and all.
Seeing all your family being happy when you give them gifts and all your friends and getting to spread all festive cheer.
You spend your time with your family at Christmas Eve, on Christmas Day. You celebrate Jesus Christ's birth. Yeah.
I think making Christmas special is when you open presents with all your family and when you have a Christmas dinner.
And be happy and for the new year and be always, always excited for next things.
Frozen sky, we're drifting over icy mountains floating by.
There you go. There's some of the boys from Holy Child in Lark Hill. One final Chris Kindle story. When our daughter was in college, she arrived home with a rabbit in a cardboard box, a Chris Kindle present. He pooed all over the kitchen for two nights. I had to go out and buy him a hutch for €120 on Christmas Eve. Some Chris Kindles don't work like they should. Question mark. I think that's a rhetorical question. I think that's blatantly obvious. A special present for the listeners, though, is Henry's Christmas crackers going out on Christmas
and
Day.
And we won't be having Christmas dinner with we won't be having rabbit. But yes, there is Henry's Christmas cracker at 9 a.m. on Christmas Day. And there's going to be lots of Christmas fare. And I promise I'm going to be happy and joyful.
Yeah, of course it will be, as you always are. Henry McKean there, folks.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.